So, Donald Mulligan, tell me what made you decide you needed some help from Dr. Wagner.
Well, I was working around the house and tore a tendon in my shoulder. Went to an orthopedic initially, a guy who MRI'd it. It's a torn tendon, yada, yada, yada. Can't be fixed any other way than surgery. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I just dreaded the thought of having surgery done because of it's my dominant arm, unable to use it for a minimum 2 months. So I just started looking for alternatives and read about stem cell therapy and decided that was my better alternative.
Now tell me how the tear affected your arm movement. What could you and could you not do?
Just your normal everyday activities like showering was difficult to dry off, and just, you know, movements above your arm, above your shoulder and behind your back, and yeah, would be painful. Couldn't lift more than 10 pounds without a lot of pain. So being your dominant arm, it really affected my life, you know, my everyday living.
Now, were you told that what were you told about just letting it go? I mean, would it heal itself eventually or never heal itself? Or?
No. Apparently a torn tendon will not repair itself.
Really?
So you have to have, you know, something done.
So you have to have surgery to actually stitch it back together?
Yeah, literally stitch it back together, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you went to Dr. Wagner, and what did he tell you?
Well, he talked to me about the benefits of stem cell, which is, although you're limited, you don't have invasive surgery and wouldn't have to have your arm in a sling. You could function pretty normally during the healing process.
Mm-hmm. So you had it done when?
It was 3 months this week.
3 months ago.
It's been 3 months, and I'm feeling almost back to normal.
Almost back to normal, as in before the tear?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I just saw Dr. Wagner the other day, and he pretty much gave me a clean bill of health to start, you know, golfing and lifting, you know, heavier objects and so forth.
3 months seems like a pretty short period of time. I thought it took longer.
Well, they tell you in your initial visits that it's 3 to 6 months, but I also went to physical therapy and have been faithfully doing the exercises they gave me, and I think that may have accelerated the healing process. But whatever it is, I feel pretty darn good.
So tell me about the therapy. What do you do each day?
Basically, what you do is to use the arm. Don't let it hang down because it'll start atrophying and getting that hardness in there. So it's just movement of the arm, and then there's also the rubber tubing flexing type of which is kind of a resistance type of an exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So you do both of those, stretching and resistance, to keep the arm mobile and also strengthen it.
Right. So are these things that you were able to do before you had the stem cell therapy?
Well, we tried physical therapy before the surgery to see if that could solve the problem, mm-hmm. which it didn't. I did some, psychotherapy that had no effect on the arm.
I see. So that's the difference.
So,
because I'm trying to figure out, there are people who say, well, it's the therapy that's making the difference. But you had already tried the physical therapy part.
I tried physical therapy initially before I even saw the orthopedic surgeon. Actually, I saw the orthopedic surgeon. He recommended the therapy. And then he said, if it doesn't help, come back and see me. So mm-hmm. it did not help. And then he recommended the actual surgery.
So compare what you're able to do with your arm before you had the stem cell treatment and then after.
I pretty much can do anything I did prior without pain. And there are still some residual. I can still feel it a little bit in some of the things I do, but it's substantially less discomfort and pain associated with those kind of movements. I feel like I'm almost back to normal.
Have you called the surgeon and told him?
No.
Dr. Wagner, of course, is an MD as well. So what gave you confidence in him?
I have a friend who had a neighbor who had successful stem cell therapy on both of his shoulders. And, at the time I was contemplating having the actual surgery and was looking, for other alternatives. And so that encouraged me to pursue it. And I'm glad I did.
Yeah. So what would you say to other people who have been discouraged by people who don't trust the procedure?
I say, I did a lot of research and it was felt comfortable, although, you know, you read both sides. There's still a lot of, literature against it. With surgery, if you do research on surgery, I'm 74 years old, and there's less than a 50% chance of success with actual surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So I just considered the alternatives and thought, at least take a chance. I figured it wasn't going to hurt me to have it done. It just may not have worked. But I thought this was an alternative I'd try before I actually had to do the surgery.
Yeah, because with the surgery, they open you up, and with this, it's just the needle.
Open you up, yeah. Yeah, and they actually stitch it up, and then minimum 2 months in a sling.
So I
live alone, Dave, you know, so I didn't have people to help me prepare food, take a bath, you know, all that stuff. And I thought, what am I going to do, you know? So
yeah, so it's
another
logical
reason.
Choice for you.
Yeah.
Right. So what has Dr. Wagner told you about the prognosis? You're 3 months out. Is this as good as it gets, or do you expect it to get better? I mean, what's ahead?
He didn't say that. He did say that I'm free to start, you know, testing it more with weights and, you know, like I say, activity, sports activity. But I fully expect it to have a 100% recovery the way it's progressing.
Wow. What's your favorite sport?
Golf. My age, it's pretty much golf.
Yeah. Well, were you able to golf after the tear?
No. It would have been very painful.
So the tear stopped your golf game. Now, have you picked up clubs again yet?
Not yet. I just saw the doctor 2 days ago, so I plan to, but I haven't yet. You know, so we'll see what happens when I do. So that's one thing I haven't tried. I've tried doing some additional weights at the gym and have felt pretty comfortable doing that, but I haven't tried golf yet.
Yeah. Well, let us know when you do.
Well, I'll probably be joining the Masters, the senior tournament after that. So.
I don't want to hear any jokes about taking a mulligan.
My friends always say I can take on every hole with that name.
Well, Donald, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Bye-bye.